Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Victoria Police have launched a new bid to find the body of missing Ballarat woman Samantha Murphy, with officers today searching the Enfield State Park, about 25 kilometres south of the regional city. The 51-year-old mum was last seen more than 2 months ago when she left her Ballarat East home to go for a run. Last month, police charged 22-year-old Patrick Stevenson with Murphy's murder after arresting him in the nearby farming town of Scottsburn. Let's cross to Enfield State Park now and Channel 7 Melbourne crime reporter Cassie Zervos. Cassie, what's the latest on the search today?
So police have been out all day from the early hours of this morning. I've been told they were in fact in town a couple of days ago. New intelligence has led them to this specific location. Now I'm told that police haven't actually searched this area before. So it's a bit of a development in the search for the missing mother of three. What we've seen today is new specialised units coming up from Melbourne, but also interstate, New South Wales, cadaver dogs. So these dogs are trained to find human remains. There's about two of them that have been out with their handlers and with forensic officers scouring this dense bushland. But at this stage, we're still waiting to see if there's an update and that news that everyone in town and, of course, Samantha's family has been waiting for. And that is, of course, if she's been found.
And what is the status of the search right now? Is it still ongoing or have they called a halt to it for the day?
So right now, police, the Mounted Branch officers on dirt bikes, they're still in the bushland. They're due to come back in the next hour or so. I've been told due to the weather conditions in Melbourne, it's getting quite windy and there is rain expected. So they're planning to have a bit of a break this afternoon, depending what happens tonight and how dark it gets. But then they will pick up first thing tomorrow, depending, of course, on the weather conditions here.
And what have Victoria Police said, if anything, about what has led them to this new search area?
So I have been told the 22-year-old accused murderer, Patrick Stevenson, he's still not cooperating with investigators. So whatever has led them here is new intelligence based on information and evidence they have obtained through witnesses, through technology, through CCTV. But they are remaining quite tight-lipped as to what specifically has led them here. But I do think it's important to note that the accused murderer, he's still not cooperating with investigators, which is making another level of complexity to this search for Samantha. But another interesting bit of information is that her husband, Michael, I spoke to him today and he's actually joined the police. He's been searching with them as well. He says he can't just sit at home anymore. He needs to have some sort of closure, not just for himself, but of course for their children, which has been just the most horrific couple of months for them and their family.
Yeah, indeed. Channel 7 Melbourne crime reporter Cassie Zervos, I know you will keep us updated if there's a breakthrough in this case that the whole of Australia is watching. Thanks for joining me on the Nightly Five.
Thank you for having me.